إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, on the subject of tawakkul, again we go back to the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is the beauty of the Qasasul Anbiya, the stories of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu mentioned in his kalam, not for us to simply listen to them for the enjoyment, but to take lessons and then to reflect and see how the lesson applies in our own life. Yesterday we mentioned the issue of Ibrahim alayhi salam leaving his wife and his son in the barren valley of Makkah and then going away. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned where Ibrahim alayhi salam came back, and his son was at an age where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said when he could walk with his father. So obviously we are not looking at somebody who is a teenager, we are not looking at someone who is older, we are looking at a little boy. And Ibrahim alayhi salam then has this amazing conversation with him where he describes for him the dream that he had. And we know that the dreams of the Anbiya are wahi. And Ibrahim alayhi salam had this dream that he was sacrificing his son for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the most amazing thing is whenever I read this ayat, the thing which struck me was the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used. And as I mentioned before, unfortunately, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and help us to translate properly. I'm not saying that the mistake in translation is intentional, but maybe it is the poverty of the language or the poverty of the vocabulary of the translator. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ibrahim alayhi salam said to his son, he told him the story and then he asked him, فَانْزُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. He said, look in your heart, فَانْزُرْ, see, مَاذَا تَرَى, what do you see? Now the translation they put there is, what do you think? Unzur does not mean think. Unzur means look. So, فَانْزُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى means what? Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying to his son, look inside your heart, what do you see? Ajib. Imagine the conversation. I mean, if today, if we sit and talk to each other as adults, and I've said this many times before, if I ask you, see what is in your heart, 99% of the population, they don't know what you are saying. They have no clue what you are saying because they are so disconnected with their heart. They don't know that there is a heart. They don't know how to look in the heart. No one ever taught them. They never learnt. What is inside my heart? I don't know. If you ask me what is inside my pocket, I'll know. In this pocket, I have this. In this pocket, I have this. But in my heart, I have no idea. I never learnt. I never looked. We are so disconnected with ourselves. We are so disconnected with ourselves that we have no clue what's happening inside us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the heart specifically as the thing which sees. لا تعمل أبصار ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, their eyes do not go blind. They don't see, not because their eyes are blind, but their hearts which are in their chest, these go blind. The object of seeing is not the eye. The eye is only a tool. It's like a camera. It doesn't understand. It's just taking pictures. What is that picture? What does it mean? What is behind the picture? What is the ibrah of this picture? What is the lesson from the picture? Eyes cannot do anything. And this is medically provable. I mean, this is not theology. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it. And Ibrahim alayhi salam says, فَانْزُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Look inside, what is there? My little boy. And what is the answer he gets from his son? The answer he gets from his son is, you do what you have been told. And inshallah, imagine, inshallah. Now, what does it mean, inshallah? It means that he understands the enormity of the test. He's not saying, I will be, minas sabirin. No, I do not know. When was the last time that you had your throat cut? I mean, how can anybody say, I will have sabr? No, you do not know if you will have sabr. Inshallah, if my Rabb wills. So tawakkul, therefore, is to trust completely without reservation. See the gradation of the tests of Ibrahim alayhi salam. First test is on himself, where he ended up in the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him out from that. Next test is, take your wife and children and leave them there. He's leaving. It's not easy, but he's leaving. Just to leave your home and go somewhere. I mean, you're not taking them and leaving them somewhere. Just to leave your home. हमारे जमात वाले बोल बोल के थक जाते. 3 days, just 3 days, leave your house. Impossible. So next test is, take them and leave them. Now third test, physically inflict harm with your own hand on your own child. You know, my father was a surgeon, and alhamdulillah, biznillahi ta'ala, I had several operations. My father could have done, except for maybe the orthopedic knee surgery, but all those other operations, my father could have done all of them. But he never once touched me. He would come into the theater and he would stand there, he would be there, but he never once touched me. Why? He said, I cannot cut. My own child, I cannot cut. And he's talking about an operation, not talking about slaughtering. He's talking about an operation. And this is standard procedure. I mean, they will not usually allow a surgeon to operate on his own child or his own family because of the issue of the emotions involved. And then that emotion, actually, he might make a mistake, which a stranger who's a doctor will not do that mistake. Now, we are not talking about an operation. We are talking about cutting the throat. Ibrahim alayhi salam is being told, slaughter your son. Slaughter means what? Cut your finger? Sacrifice your son. Trust without reservation. The father, the son, the mother knows very well what is happening. He is not being deceived. Ibrahim alayhi salam is not tricking her into that. No, everybody knows. They all know. And they all have this complete and total faith on their Rabb. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows what happens when you trust. No harm comes to the child. Ibrahim alayhi salam is not put through that final test of slaughter. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I sometimes think, that's why I said reflect on the Quran. Sometimes I think it was easily possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow Ibrahim alayhi salam to actually slaughter his son. His neck is cut, blood is flowing everywhere. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him come back alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yuhyi wa yumeet, Allah can kill and he can give back life. This can happen. What is so difficult? Ismail alayhi salam could have then sat up and he's fine. But Ibrahim alayhi salam would have gone through that shock. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do that. He does not. There is a purpose to the test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibrahim alayhi salam passed the test, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly speaks to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ya Ibrahim, saddaqta ar-ru'ya. Allah directly speaks to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ya Ibrahim, you have passed the test. You have passed the test. And then the memory of that test. Wallahi, this is the izzah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. Then the memory of that test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps it alive till the day of judgment. And this is the izzah for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Allah gave us this honor of keeping alive the memory of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. Till the day of judgment, as long as there is a Muslim with iman in his heart, he will sacrifice a sheep on that day. All these people who come up with this argument and that argument, they must look in their heart and see if they have any iman or what. It's not about the sheep. The sacrifice of Ismail alayhi salam was not about the child, it was not about, it was about the tawakkul on Allah. Trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalala. And Allah keeps that memory alive. And this is the izzat that Allah gives to those who have tawakkul, to those who have faith in Allah jalla jalala. And as I mentioned before, you cannot have tawakkul until you have taqwa. And you cannot have taqwa until you know Allah. And that is why ta'alluq ma'allah, connection with Allah, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, is the root, the foundation of all goodness. From that comes taqwa, the desire never to displease the one we love. And from that comes tawakkul, trusting the one we love because he is powerful and because he said he loves us. This is Allah. Jalla Jalalu Amma Namanu. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to know him, to love him, and to try our best to do what we can do in order to please him and never to displease him. And to have tawakkul on him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.